We thought highly of Stumpy and respected him greatly. He was a good skipper, and we had confidence in him. But malaria made him too ill to stay on his feet. The chilly rain, the emotional stress, and the physical exertion and strain of those days were enough to make a well man collapse. Obviously, those who had malarial infections couldn't possibly keep going. So, for the second time in May, we lost our commanding officer. Stumpy was the last of our Peleliu officers, and his evacuation ended an era for me. He was the last tie to Captain Andy Haldane. For me, Company K was never the same after that day. As we feared, Shadow became the CEO. It's best that I don't record what we said about that. At daybreak, the morning after we took over the line on Half Moon, George Sarrett and I went up onto the ridge to our observation post. Half Moon was shaped like a crescent, with the arms pointing southward. Our battalion line stretched along the crest of the ridge as it formed the base of the crescent. The arms extended outward beyond our front lines, and Japanese occupied caves in the reverse slopes of those arms, particularly the one on the left, east. They made our line a hot spot. To our front, the ridge sloped down sharply from the crest, then more gently all the way to a big road embankment, approximately 300 yards out and running parallel to our lines. A large culvert opened toward us through the embankment. The area to our front was well drained and as bare as the back of one's hand. It wasn't heavily cratered. Two shallow ditches about 50 yards apart ran across the area between the southern tips of the Half Moon. These ditches were closer to the road embankment than to our lines. The sloping area leading to the culvert resembled an amphitheater, bordered by the base of the crescent, where we were, to the north, the arms of the crescent extending southward, and the high road embankment running east and west at the southern end. Our visibility within the amphitheater was perfect, except for the reverse slopes of the arms of the crescent. Marines of 2-4 had warned us, as they departed, that the Japanese came out of the caves in the reverse slopes of the crescent's arms at night, and generally raised hell. To combat that, our ships kept star shells aloft, and our 60-millimeter mortars kept flares burning in the wet sky above the ridge all night, every night we were there. As the dawn light grew brighter, we could see the lay of the land through the drizzle and thin fog. So we registered the mortar section's 3 guns with an aiming stake on one of each of 3 important terrain features. We had one gun register in on the reverse slope of the left-hand extension of the Half Moon. A second mortar we registered on the reverse slope of the road embankment. We registered the third gun to cover the area around the mouth of the culvert.